Arizona with nothing much to do. Talking with Cecilia in 1985. Glad to still be breathing, glad to be alive. Time 1991, change on the dresser, better still undone. What's a weary man to do in 1994? Hear the front bell ringing, but no one's at the door.
Dead. I'm afraid of wax, I can't climb spiral stairs. I ate a pound of MSG, woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full grown man, I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour, we will answer all. The self-help half hour, we won't accept your calls. Ryan!
Good morning!
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
How's it going? We're doing it a little differently today. We're just going to start with the PSA before jumping into our first song. Normally we do the first song first. Our listeners would know that already, but don't be thrown off, guys. It's just, you know, springtime's here and we're going to switch it up a little bit.
It's fun. It's fun. I like it. I like we don't know where this is going. Not even ourselves know that.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to hear a PSA?
I would love to. First of all, this is the self-help half hour. You listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
And our first PSA of the day is storm season emergency preparedness PSA.
Oh, wonderful.
A lot of people, you know, storm season can happen to anyone.
Mm.
And this is a PSA about that.
Right.
There's a picture of a storm surge from the Northeast Blizzard of 1978, according to the, whatchamacallit, the blurb on the photo. Right. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm. from the comfort of your home. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's right. In many ways, it's always storm season because I don't think they change these out, and storm season could have ended. But in many ways, it's always storm season because isn't every human man an island weathering his own storm?
I think that's true. Should we start off with our first song?
I would love that. What song are we doing?
That was actually really an awesome thing to say. That was really cool.
Thank you. Wow. What's our first song?
I feel like you say that a lot, that every man is an island thing, but every single time you say it, you switch it up. Sometimes you say we are islands. Sometimes you say we aren't islands. Sometimes you say we're archipelago. Sometimes you say we're weathering our own storm.
Oh, men are an island. Fraternities are an archipelago. That's
yeah.
That's the official catchphrase.
Yeah.
What's our first song of the day?
Our first song is Animal by Neon Trees. Should we do it? Can't wait.
I would love that. Let's go. I love this song.
Let's get it going.
Afraid you'll never satisfy. nicely to them and try and get them to come closer.
Aminals by Baths, and before that we had Animal by the Neon Trees. Try to wrap your head around that one.
How fantastically wonderful.
Those are some good songs, both of them.
Hey Brett, I think looking at the songs we played so far, I guess I can you know, understand the theme for this week.
What would it be? Anagrams?
Absolutely. Let's see. Animals by that group, and then Animals by Baths. Clearly, the theme is hygiene.
Hygiene.
Hygiene. No, the theme is, obviously,
wildlife, animals, the animal kingdom, all of the above.
That really sounds so much fun. I can't wait to get involved.
Colin, would you consider yourself an animal lover? Are you a lover of animals?
I'm a lover of certain animals. I wouldn't say I love them all. Just for being alive, I don't think a lot of things deserve that much credit.
Right. Snakes, for example.
Snakes, spiders, arachnids.
Right.
You know, that,
yeah,
kind
those
of
kind
stuff.
Of things, yeah. Not too good with those things.
They're scary and they've got more legs than they should have.
Right. Or not enough, or no legs. Oh. It's just like, isn't there a middle ground?
Either there is too much or none at all.
Yeah.
How about
I
you?
Feel like,
you're an animal guy?
Right. I was going to say, yeah, no, I'm not.
You're the opposite of an animal.
I'm actually not. Yeah, I like to eat animals, but I just, you know, like people.
Meat
I'm
is
a people
matter.
Person. Colin's a vegetarian.
You're a people person. Yeah, wasn't it? We bumped into a possum in our backyard the other day, and you screamed and ran away.
I think a lot of people say things are cute that are not cute. like possums, for example.
That's
like, a lot of people would
true.
Say that's cute. It's not. Like monkeys are scary, not cute. You know.
Yeah. Oh, monkeys are the uncanny valley situation.
What's that?
You know where the closest something gets to looking like a human, the creepier it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like monkeys, like
yeah.
It's like I can see.
Yeah.
I get. We came from this. I just don't want to look at it anymore.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
It's yeah. It freaks me out.
It's like looking at a middle school photo of yourself and being like, I didn't need to see this.
I wouldn't go that far.
No.
I don't want to have to go back looking at any of my middle school photos.
I think apes are the middle school of mankind.
the awkward puberty phase.
Yeah.
With the extra hair and the awkward long arms.
Exactly. The extra. Yeah. No, didn't wear deodorant. Hey, should we do some life hacks?
I would love that.
Oh my God.
Who's got the life hacks? Do you have the life hacks? Does anybody have the life hacks?
I think I have the life hacks today.
You know what time it is.
Life hacks!
I think this... We do like a little... what's the dog with the bell?
Rin-tin-tin.
Pavlov.
Pavlov? Oh, yeah, yeah.
We like to do these little ditties as kind of... Because I know once we play the life hacks... Diddy, all of our listeners start foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, it's
it's kind of like we've trained them.
The inbuilt processing.
Yeah,
from 10 years ago when you know we were teaching them to be spies. It's all coming up right now.
Exactly. Let's do these life hacks.
Life hacks. What are the life hacks about this week?
Life hacks. Well, today's life hacks are actually quite interesting because they are inspired by the animal kingdom. You know, humans, we often don't give animals enough credit for the hacks that they teach us, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's
true. You know,
hacking
is not just a human trait. It's really built into life itself. Even bacteria hack.
Mm. Bacteria found their way around. You know that it was like pigs used stone tools.
Really?
Yeah, but we just
but
we started farming them and eating them and try to like drive that trait out of them.
That's insane.
But they could be building houses at this point.
Honestly, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
hey,
crazy.
I want to hear some life hacks.
Well,
Brett.
I guess, you know, I would love to get to the hacks as well, but, you know, we have to announce the winner of last week's Hack at Home Challenge.
Of
do you
course.
Remember, do you remember what it was?
Yes, but remind me.
It was, I know you do remember, but just to remind, right. It was to make a custom music instrument, and I emphasized that the instrument should be of the music type.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
A music instrument.
Unfortunately, our listeners disappointed us this week, as you know.
Say it ain't so.
Nancy from Long Beach used some twine and glitter to make a tire pressure gauge.
Oh.
That is not a music instrument.
That's not. That's... Say those words again?
Tire pressure gauge.
That's... That's
you know
nothing
I mean?
To do with music. Yeah.
Are you a driver? Do you know what I mean? You like stick it in your tire and it tells you what the pressure is.
I've never driven anywhere.
Yeah. So disappointing. I emphasize music instrument. Similarly, Lawrence from Arlington made a trebuchet out of some old magazines. That's an instrument of war.
That's
that's wrong. Come on.
That plays the melodies of man's struggle against man.
Right.
Not smells like teen spirit. What are you doing, Lawrence?
Come on. Hey, didn't I like emphasize this?
We
I was pretty clear.
Emphasized the music side of the instrument.
Honestly. Anyways, we have to announce a winner.
Oh, yes.
We have all these old calendars to give away.
Well, did we get at least one good thing
there
in
was,
this week?
There was Kelly from Auckland who made an oscilloscope, which is not a music instrument, but it does make sound. So.
Oh, that's true. You could use it
right.
Half convincingly as a music instrument.
Right. It kind of goes... Aah!
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
So, you know, Kelly's going to get all these old calendars.
Well done,
that we
Kaylee.
Have. Good job, Kaylee. Yeah, that's, you know, that's really disappointing, folks. You know, this is, I would say this is the first time our listeners have really disappointed us.
This is the first time we've had to go through the results ourselves.
Honestly, yeah.
Bagel, what did they get as a prize?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I guess there's no prize this week. That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
I am, you know what? I'm not proud of our listeners, you know, not listening to us.
Right.
But I'm proud of them creating things of their own volition. I think honestly, a lot of people can get... Mm. Can get some praise for that. Well right, done, honestly. Everybody who sent stuff in.
Good
next
work.
Time, listen a little bit first.
Let's just listen a little bit.
Let's just listen a little bit first.
All right.
This is a listening show.
Let's move on to our Animal Kingdom hacks. Remember, these are hacks inspired by the ingenuity of the Animal Kingdom. Number one, the sly raccoon. Need a quick bite? Why not dig around in your neighbor's garbage?
Oh.
There you go.
That is true. Well done to the raccoon.
Raccoons are penny pinchers. Number two, the bold flamingo. Can't get a date? Flamingos don't let anything hold them back. Flamingos only have one leg, and they can't fly, and their feathers haven't looked cool since the 80s. They're just tacky peacocks, but somehow they get by. Their secret? Confidence.
It's all about confidence, guys.
Honestly. Colin only wears pink.
You know
much
why,
like a flamingo.
You know why flamingos stand one leg?
Why?
Because if they lifted it up, they fall over.
What?
Flamingos are great.
They're
I love
great.
Flamingos.
They're really confident. The loyal polar bear, number three. Do you have a stomach ache? When polar bears get upset stomachs, they slide around on a frozen lake on their bellies. Sound familiar? That's right. When Canadian inventor Hans Closet witnessed a group of polar bears sliding around on their bellies all at once, he decided to invent a machine that does the same thing on an ice rink. He called it a Zamboni because a pack of polar bears is called a Zamboni of polar bears.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there was just a Zamboni of polar bears sliding around on their stomachs, and he got an idea.
What's your favorite, like, group mass name for a group of animals?
Probably a Huffington Post of seagulls.
That's pretty good. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
I like a mischief of waterfowl.
Is
a
that
mischief.
True? Is that true? Is that real?
Yeah, let's say that's true.
Okay.
Hey. That's these are cool. Great hacks. Do we have any more?
We have one more.
One more.
And this hack is inspired by my favorite animal.
What's your favorite animal?
It's the bashful leopard. Here's the hack. Need to disappoint an energetic 10-year-old on vacation in South Africa?
That's all I try to do in South Africa.
Looking to crush the dreams of an optimistic middle schooler on a safari?
That's all I try to do on safari.
Looking to convince a bright-eyed fifth grader with straight A's that nothing is holy or sacred in this forsaken pit of despair called life? It's easy. Try this hack inspired by the bashful leopard. Just hide. It's easy. Just hide for 3 days. You ask, what if the 10-year-old throws a tantrum, forcing his parents to drive around the park for 3 more hours just to catch a glimpse of his favorite animal? Don't do it. Apparently you're rare. Do you hate happiness? Just say you hunt at night during the summertime because it's hot. So that was hack number four.
That was kind of intense.
A hack inspired by the bashful leopard.
The bashful leopard.
Right.
Very nice.
I've never seen one, have you?
No, no.
Yeah, they're very rare.
I don't usually go to places that have leopards in them.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like I would say like Somerville.
Mm.
I've never been there.
Yeah. It's very far and it has leopards.
Yeah, it has a lot of leopards walking around.
And they're very quiet. And here we have our hack at home challenge. A watering hole.
A watering hole?
A watering hole.
That's going to be... Like, what do you want to see at your perfect watering hole?
I want... I don't know. Maybe I want some music. I definitely want some atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Does it need to attract animals? Would they need to build the watering hole in our Medford Studios parking lot and then and then attract, you know, gigantic African beasts to it? Or would it just have to be a proof of concept.
I think we're looking for like a watering hole in the abstract sense.
Okay.
What I want, to see a place where people can come together and survive together.
and survive against the backdrop of drought.
Right.
Yes. Perfect.
Hey, those are the life hacks. Should we continue with another song?
Oh, I would love that. What do you have in mind?
We could do Pigeon by Cannibal Ox.
Ooh.
That has hints of the animal kingdom both in the name of the song and the artist. So why don't we get right to it? This is Pigeon by Cannibal Ox. I can't wait for this one.
Together, congested on a majestic street corner. That's a short time goal for most of them, cause most of them would rather expand their wings and hover over greater things. That's what we call inspired flight by the pigeons that gotta eat pizza crust every night. And let there be light was understood when a mic stand descended from up and above into the hood. And if my face is worth a thousand words when it's scarred, I would only hope that two of those are cocoa and butter. To heal the wounds of the tissue scarred that marked the death of my womb. But I've graduated, got my wings, and you've gotta let go of my constructed Lego, ego, waffle, halo. Hey yo, I'm a black man with an African drum in my chest that beats in the opposite of the right. Let me know I got a breath left in this frigid, fragile capsule that allows you to fly south before the winter winds trap you. Hell, I made it, wetsuit stitch so I can swim in elevators, crazy wet through pits. I'm just a pigeon with 1 mile left that doggy paddles through this bullshit ocean of death. And these rags to riches words will break bones, like the assassination of two birds with one stone. That's why I don't associate with bird brains with their beaks in the air. Pelicans with wide jaws, that name. For fish heads, you'll get tossed in the flames, and some archaeologists will find your skeletal frame.
Shot, plated metal lung with spun kids, carousel, mega long, technoloid, these boys fight for all, swinging two toes very well, territories, jubilated mega noise, when ironworks, bullet shot, animated mad windows with fireworks, shining, summertime hydrants, flash passing cars now, run ghetto tyrants, these faces carry scars, mega large, pigeons turn penguin talk, fake on cellular, detached Christ word, but freeze frame, gold chain, swing sun of God, iceberg, gem shines on the neck, ghetto flight bird, getting fly like word, let it settle. I remember cats snatched off the pedal, stealing bike days, do rags worn tight, piranha bite waves, smoke chiba, do the long Arabian camel, fast like a cheetah, now I'm knocked off my African sandal, god damn you. Ethiopian skin mechanical, trapped in ghettos, mega yard, wear mega hard arms, swinging metal palm, iron skin leopards, holding evil metal eagle attached to desert, paranoid fingertips stitched with 350 plus 7 metal shit, tucked behind a belt, ghetto style like delicate, street etiquette, never lactose, metal cow, got milk in a gut, settle it, cats gotta eat, swallow beef horribly, melanin, mahogany, black boys, feed face arachnoid, 8 arms working short circuit, manufactured, crack melted, slinging shotgun through the mouth of cracked helmets, black felted, capsule, pop flow, shot heavy through the nostril, brain scissors, grab the pistol and get hostile, he caught you alone, fuse blown, unemployed, screaming, that's why I robbed you, tired of the Medicaid, deaded by the car, no containers filled with lemonade, you better get a job, mother talk, just another hawk, humiliated, bodega, food stamp transaction, left me in corners, bumping me a cup company by evil hands clapping. Rocking my hell, I made it wet some skits so I could swim in elevators, crazy wet through pits. I rock my simulated air tank bits so I can leave pressures of oxygen when my mic slip. I'm just a pitch.
That was Pigeon by Cannibal Ox. Very cool underground rap group.
What fun.
That was a fun one.
That was a really, really fun track. Hey, Brett.
Hey, buddy.
I'm starting to feel it's time to move on to our next signature segment.
You know, before that, I think we need to address the elephant in the room. Or more specifically, the elephant not in the room. Intern Bagel has gone missing.
I know. What do we think happened to him?
Well, we sent him to look for Intern J-Val.
Yeah.
Whereabouts unknown.
He was also talking about every year he goes on a week-long rambling trip to the old Medford Gorge.
Right.
So it could be that.
Yeah.
It could also, wasn't he talking about like a relative was sick or something like that?
Yeah, something like that,
I wasn't taking in any of that stuff.
I think he took your advice for our writer last week to heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Anyways. It's,
we can't wait to have him back next week. We are severely decaffeinated right now.
Honestly, I need some coffee.
My God, we're so tired.
Oh, my God, I need my
Bakes,
job.
Where are you? This was the one part of your job
Do you
that
miss
we cared
him?
About.
Would you say, is any part of you miss him besides your bloodstream?
A little part of me says yes. An even bigger, more correct part of me says no.
Right.
We'll have to see which one wins.
Yeah, it's 39 minutes into our show and I just noticed he's not here.
Yeah, we need to... Let's figure out in the next 21 minutes if we need him ever again.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Brett.
Hey, buddy.
It's question time.
Woo!
Every week, someone writes into the show. They ask for help. Mm. And we do a lot of self-help stuff here at the show. We do life hacks. We write poetry to give people a fire in their belly. But the most important thing you can do to someone is tell them exactly what to do.
Right.
And strip them of any of their own volition.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we do.
Right.
We help people. Mm. We answer questions. And this week, someone wrote in to say something very special about wildlife. Now I'm going to need a name.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. That's such a great name. Yes. Remember, if you're listening at home, if you want to write in, just find Bagel on his 1 week rambling trip in the old Medford Gorge.
Right.
Write your letter on a little piece of paper, fold it up, and try to slip it in his knapsack before he catches you. Don't let him see you, though.
Nope.
you don't want to know what happens next.
In the industry, we call that tagging someone.
Tagging.
Play a game of tag.
That's how we got found.
Wink, wink.
Because we actually, it was Tom Jones was in the old Medford Gorge.
Right.
And we managed to slip a petabyte of old hard drive, like a petabyte of hard drives of our old radio shows into his knapsack. And he had to listen to them at that point.
Yeah.
It's like reverse pickpocketing.
Next thing we know, we're invited to his cruise. We were on a cruise with him. Let's hear this question.
It's been a crazy 37 years.
it's been great.
What was the name of the person you just said?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, like wrote in.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. As always, a huge shout out to CTP and a gigantic, you call that a knife? This is a knife.
Oh, you.
To the Faust. I am a terrible magician and even worse father. But one thing I absolutely take pleasure in is my ability to identify exotic animals.
Ooh.
Whether they're a fork-tongued harpy fly, a yellow-fanged janitor toad, or even a five-legged fanny pack weasel, my years of crippling Discovery Channel addiction have left me with an eye for the wild.
Ooh.
Nice. Or so I thought. Ooh, a twist in the tale. Let's continue. You see, although I may be able to identify anything from an Eastern gladiator dove to a Zamboni vole, I have particular trouble when two similar animals are placed next to each other. This isn't every animal. I'm not going to confuse a lowly bread cupboard cod with a thespian spice hawk. But while looking for a pet puppy at my favorite exotic animal store, all Mama Mendy's shopper caged friendies, I was greeted by my nightmare. A golden retriever puppy sitting next to a shaved death lion. In the flesh, a shaved death lion? It isn't so.
Wow.
My Achilles heel, my Kevin Ware's shin, my Jimmy Fallon's pinky. If only my fragile masculinity had not prevented me from asking for help in the store. To see my son's face on his birthday as I pulled the death lion out of a top hat, seeing his hopes crumble and his voice quiver, "Papa, he has hungry eyes and reeks of death." All of it made me want to force the lion back into the hat I magically pulled him from, back to whatever dimension that accursed beast was formed from. I'm going to return him in the morning. Trad has not been the same since the incident.
Oh, no.
And I know I'll be dealt our particular familial form of jurisprudence when I get home. So my question to the gurus is, have you ever had to return a pet? What was the process like? And have you ever tried to demand back all the food they ate? It's a fun question, that one.
That is a really fun... It's a riveting story, really. And honestly, you do not want a death lion in your house.
A shaved death lion. It only makes them more agile. They just float between wind currents.
Yeah, those things are... they need significant training.
Significant
in order
training.
To be safe. So I'm happy OGesus is safe. Well, we don't know, I guess, but...
They reek of death.
Right.
Hey, you're not a pet person, are you?
I'm not a pet person. I've never returned a pet.
You never returned a pet?
Because I've never brought a pet home.
Mm. Well.
Are you?
No.
Have you ever returned a pet?
I have a pet. I've never returned a pet. The trick is not to return pets. It's waiting for them to die. But
right.
Just in case, I think, you know what? Brett's like the very big... what's the word? You figure stuff out once it's happened.
Mm.
I'm the preventative guy.
Right.
I figure out how to like stop things ahead of time.
Right.
And so while we don't have any tips for returning a pet, it seems pretty easy. It seems like you just send them an email and attach the death line as a file,
right.
A JPEG.
Yeah.
It seems pretty easy.
There you go.
Regardless, I'm going to throw some tips out to our audience.
This is
before they buy an animal
in
the future.
Hey, this is great.
Here's some tips for picking a pet.
Nice.
Picking a first pet for your kid is tougher than using the word jurisprudence convincingly in a sentence. First, make sure you know your kid. Give him a few BuzzFeed quizzes. Make his blood, have his blood tested and try to get him to take the Briggs-Myers test. I made my son take one by hiding the questions over several months in the puzzle section of cereal boxes.
Ooh.
Once you have a full assessment of your child's personality, mold it over the course of several months to fit that of whatever your dog you think looks the coolest.
There you go.
Really good tip there.
Very cool. I like pugs.
Yeah.
So I think I would want a very hyperactive son or daughter.
You like pugs?
I do.
Pugs are disgusting.
I love them.
You know they die at like 4 years old.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's sad.
You should get a...
I like... They're small.
I like Shiba.
Oh, Shiba Inus. They're cool, too. Yeah. Good stuff.
They look cute.
Yeah.
And they're a good size. They're the perfect size. Medium-sized dog. Mm. People talk about dogs in small and big sizes, but they never talk about the medium-sized dog.
What about the medium-sized
dogs? That's a good market you can get yourself into. Mm. They're not going to kill you.
Right.
But they are going to hug you. All right, number two. If you're looking to trap your own animals, outside is definitely a place to consider. They have everything there, like bodegas and people to talk to. Ooh. I usually just stay inside and give my sons whatever animals I catch sneaking down my chimney during the monsoon season. However, I have heard that there are other, larger animals outdoors, like terriers and horses. Be careful when chasing those prey, though. Be sure to bring lots of sunscreen and extra Pokeballs for when you run out.
There you go.
This is how animals are caught, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I'm just making sure I've got a, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not giving anyone bad advice on our advice show, the premier advice show on the Medford Network.
Number one, guys, like us on Instagram at theselfhelphalfhour.com/instagram.com.
Three. And my final tip.
This has all been really helpful for me.
Finally. Although we like to force people into the predetermined categories of dogs, cats, and, you know, fish, goldfish usually.
Right. Hamsters.
Remember, yeah, exactly. There's like five categories you're allowed to have if you're a kid growing up. Remember that nearly anything can be a pet. All it takes is enough care and a shock collar. Everyone has dogs on the block? Well, how would little Timmy feel about taking care of a real-life stingray? Fun, right? Smooth and sharp like a bite of rocky road. Those are my tips. Wonderful, wonderful.
I like that last one. See, a stingray would be a great pet, but I, you know, don't count out inanimate objects either.
Oh, that's true. You know? Pet rocks became a thing in the 70s because, you know, like people in the 70s decided irony was a thing only they could experience and since despise millennials and hipsters. while they had chia pets and pet rocks.
Yeah.
Like, they're alive.
That's so true.
But what's some other inanimate things you would consider having as a pet?
Oh, my God. Just action figures.
Car keys.
Right.
Water bottles, Nalgenes.
Yeah.
You could have a pet Nalgene. That would be really cute, actually.
Anything that you can care for and use to impress girls, I think, really can be a pet, pretty much.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
they say when you walk past someone dragging a Nalgene behind you on a leash,
right,
chances of being dated go up by 30%.
Wow.
I'm just quoting the scientists.
It's just science, guys. I saw it on the Today Show.
It was in the journal.
It was in the scientific journal.
That's so great to hear.
Hey, those were some awesome tips. Honestly, you every week, I think you help a lot of people with your tips.
You know, we often say the question segment is the only segment that actually helps someone because we're talking to someone directly.
Right.
And I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's about change doesn't come in one day.
No.
It's about slowly, you know, working on yourself day by day. Buying a subscription to the radio station.
Right.
Doing an hour or two listening a day. Using those hours to change yourself.
Delivering fruit baskets directly to our houses.
Yeah. Buying more subscriptions for your friends and family.
Baking yummy cakes and treats for the gurus themselves.
Entering the cult. I mean, sorry, compound. Entering the compound. Yep. Using, you know, just it's all worth it in the end. We help people here.
Vance, our producer, is doing a hand sign at us.
Is he doing the hand across the throat?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know what he. I don't know the cult. I don't know.
I think he was just telling us what great tips we gave to everybody.
Yeah, I think
that's
what he meant.
Wildlife is a terrifying and scary place.
Yeah.
There are packs of wolves that exist there, and also at least one bear at this point.
Yeah, there's definitely a bear.
I would say if you're going to go outside, you know, keep it low key. Don't expect to be the king of the wild. Just have fun.
Hey, you know what? I think human beings, we often forget that we ourselves, we're part of this ecosystem, you know? We don't exist on another plane. We're on the same plane as all the animals and as all the plants.
We're on the same plane, just traveling fast class.
As
you
know what I'm talking about, right there. Boom, yeah. Put it there. Put it there.
Yes.
My God.
We're in the same studio.
Yeah.
Do you think humans, do you think we're outdoorsy enough? Do you think we've lost that edge we used to have? Do you think we've removed ourselves too much from the natural world order? What do you say?
I think no. You know, I think we're hitting a point in our civilization where we're kind of veering back towards that, you know? A lot of us are starting to crave that more, you know?
Mm-hmm. I get it.
But I've never been outside. There's a tunnel straight from our home to the studio.
Oh, I've just been crashing on the studio couch for the last
really?
2.5 years.
Yeah. So we really don't know much about wildlife. Whenever I go out, I'm kind of suspended in one of those
You're
bubbles.
A bubble boy.
I'm a bubble boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm suspended in like a fluid.
Do you mean
a tank that with wheels?
You're saying it like you're protected from the outside world, but really you've just been running around in one of those plastic Zorb balls hitting over like pensioners.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, you've just been using it as like a fun thing.
Exactly,
let's not try to get the sympathy of the of those listening at home. You've just been sprinting into old people.
Right.
In a 14-foot plastic ball.
Honestly, yeah, that's it.
And boy is it fun.
It's very fun.
Very fun.
Hey, I think we had a great show this week.
This was a really good show. I think a lot of people learned a lot. I think a lot of people are better now for having listened to us speak.
It's really amazing how much we have to say about a subject we know absolutely nothing about. You know?
That would be a really good tagline for our show.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, guys. I think it's time we need to give a shout out to our intern J-Val, who's very paid, because it is his birthday today.
It is his birthday. Hey J-Val.
Should we say something nice?
Beautiful, intelligent, paid J-Val.
Oh my God.
I hope he's sitting in your condo. That we bought, but it's fine. Writing your poetry and just thinking about us. We may never get the return on our investment. You may just keep traveling the world forever. But even thinking about your hair makes me happy. And for that, we thank you to another 32 years on this earth.
Happy birthday, J-Val.
And to our unpaid intern, Bakes. Where's my freaking coffee?
Where's the coffee?
I've been...
God.
My God.
Oh, my God. We had to... Christ.
I don't know where I am.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
I'm in a caffeine coma.
No.
A lack of caffeine coma. I had to be dragged here on a gurney this morning.
Oh my God. Who pulled the gurney? There was no one pulling it.
And there was...
You're supposed to pull the gurney, Biggs.
I rolled down the street in a traffic on my gurney because Biggs wasn't there to stop me.
Nothing but the force of gravity propelling you along.
I need at least 6 cups, Biggs. Where were you?
We live in Iowa. It's flat. It took you 3 hours to roll down that lack of a hill.
There was no hill. I was in...
God.
There's no hill whatsoever.
Just hoping for a breeze is what happened, Biggs.
I had to make a sail out of my hospital gown. Christ, Biggs.
Oh, Bagel, you kill me. You kill me, Bagel. Anyways, I think we had an awesome show. Jack, happy birthday. Please come home. Please come home.
Please come home.
We have a big, you know those checks that people win at basketball games when they make a half court shot?
Mm-hmm.
The checks that are just oversized?
Yeah.
We have one of those with a large number written on it.
Placed under a laundry basket with a stick.
Yeah.
Slightly holding it up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Gotcha. Medford, we thought the world of you. Thanks for tuning in. Should we play them out with a cool track?
Let's do it.
Which track do you want?
I want...
Let's do Kitties.
Kitties.
Or Flamingo by...
Let's do Kitties.
All right.
Medford, see you, Medford.
We thought the world of you.
Catcher in the Rye. Did you ever read that one? I'm kind of like the guy that looks out for all the kitties in the park. Otherwise, there'd be nobody to take care of them. This cocksucker here, I found him in a storm drain.